food, one of the most controversial topics on the planet. We argue about religion and politics and sexual persuasion and finances and education and a whole stack of other stuff. But everybody that argues about all of those things all eat food. So most people have a very strong opinion about what's good or bad food. And right now, or at any one time in history, there are literally thousands of different diets and people who are evangelists for those diets. People who will share with you, I lost 30, 40, 50 kilos by eating just green vegetables. I lost 30, 40, 50 kilos by being on the ketone diet. I lost 30, 40, 50 kilos by eating low carbohydrate, high protein. I lost 30, 40, 50 kilos by being on the paleo diet. I lost 30, 40, 50 kilos by being on the vegan diet. I lost 30, 40, 50 kilos by intermittent fasting. And there are lots of opinions about what's good and bad. Having been an exercise professional all of my life, and that's well over 30 years now, it's been really interesting to watch diets come and go. And every single diet that has come and gone and come and gone will all have people who will share, I've lost enormous amounts of weight by going on this diet. So I like to study excellence. So I like to study excellence in dieting as well. And the question that I always ask of people who are really good at what they do. So when I study excellence, that's business people, athletes, architects, surgeons, lawyers, accountants, landscape gardeners, builders, people who are really good at what they do. I always ask, how did you become really good at what you do? How did you become so successful? How did you become excellent at what you do? And then I always ask, what do you eat? How do you fuel your body to make sure that you can sing on stage for 2 hours? How do you fuel your body to make sure that you can be a billionaire? How do you fuel your body to be an Olympic athlete or a martial artist or a gymnast or a mum or a parent or a coach? I'm really interested in what people eat. Now, the fundamentals of being successful in life seem to be pretty similar, if not exactly the same, across the board. Focus, discipline, commitment, do what you're passionate about, aim to be the best in the world at what you do, add massive value to people's lives. And if you apply all of those to being an athlete, being an artist, being an architect, being an accountant, they all work. What is never the same is what those people eat. Everybody eats something different. Have you noticed? We all eat at different times. We eat different amounts. There's some foods that you would consider to be your favorite food and other people would rather die than eat that food. There are some people that love to drink alcohol. It's their favorite thing. And there are other people that for religious reasons would rather die than drink alcohol. They just don't like it or they don't want to drink it. So the stuff that we put into our body to make us feel good and help us to perform at our top level is, of course, a very controversial topic. Now, if you add into that the diets, the hundreds and thousands of diets, how do we know which one works, which one doesn't? And there doesn't seem to be a right answer. There are people, as I shared, that have lost enormous amounts of weight on every single diet. And there are people that will tell you that they tried that diet and it was terrible, it didn't work, they didn't lose any weight. So there's the first challenge. Every diet seems to have massive success and every diet has really bad failures. People who even put on more weight after they went off the diet. And doesn't that seem to be a little bit too common? Well, you go on a common diet, a popular diet, a fad diet, you lose weight and then you find it again. And unfortunately, you seem to find more than you lost. So could there be a challenge altogether with dieting? If you go on a diet, is it possible that because you're not eating the way that you normally like to eat, that that thing isn't going to work? And then when you go off the diet, because there's stuff that you couldn't have, mustn't have, shouldn't have, don't have, then you want to have more of that stuff and you put on more weight. Now, that's just an observation to be really aware of. So could we first start with a diet only works if you can stick to it for the rest of your life? If it's something that gives you high performance, high energy, gives you the body shape that you want, keeps you healthy, and then there's those really cool things like hair, skin, nails, bright eyes, strong immune system. And that, of course, all comes from the food fuel that we put into our body. So if you start with the fundamentals before you go on any diet, whether it's intermittent fasting, paleo, high protein, low carbohydrate, the ketosis diet, which is really popular at the moment. There's a blood type diet. There's all sorts of diets. But what about if we ask that question first? Can I stick to this thing for the rest of my life? Can I actually eat like this for the rest of my life? And if the answer is yes, then you might try it. But again, go back to those questions. If you're on a diet and you don't feel energetic, you're not jumping out of bed with energy and enthusiasm and maintaining it throughout the day. If you're on a diet and you're not performing at your top level, if you're on a diet and you don't like what you see in the mirror and it's not heading in the right direction for you, you're not getting the results that you want, then perhaps it's not the right eating plan. Now, the reverse of that, if you are currently full of energy and you're getting the results that you want and you're performing at a top level and you love what you see in the mirror, perhaps you're the one that should write a diet. I love studying the people that have never dieted, the ones that are just the same weight, the same size, the same energy level. They've been that way for their whole life. I love asking those people, what do you eat? Now, they all eat something different. There's no, let's do what they're doing and we can get the results that they've got. There just seems to be a lack of concern about what I'm eating, how much I'm eating, what time of the day I'm eating, how many times a day I'm eating. It seems that the people who have maintained the same weight and the same energy level all of their lives are the ones that just eat food for performance and for pleasure. They enjoy it and they don't put on any weight. One of the other major challenges with any diet is we tend to turn to a diet when we're fat. If I'm overweight, I better go on a diet. And then we look at the befores and afters and we see I lost 20, 30, 40, 50 kilos on the intermittent fasting diet, on the ketosis diet, on the blood type diet, on the vegan vegetarian diet. And we look at, oh, well, if they can do it, I can do it. So I better go on that diet too. Once again, there's that great question. Can I stick to this for the rest of my life? Now, the next challenge you'll have as a parent, as a coach, as a teacher, like me, as an exercise professional, is that every single diet has the exact opposite scientific backup. So every diet will have a scientist or scientists or medical professionals or doctors of nutrition, which will say this is a really good diet, you need to go on it. But there will be the exact opposite. There'll be scientists and scientific research studies to show and share and tell you that this is a really crappy diet and you shouldn't do it. So for example, the carnivore diet, only eat meat. There are literally hundreds now, if not thousands, of cardiologists that are suggesting that you just have to eat meat. Everything that you need, you'll get from meat, and you'll have a healthy heart if you just eat meat. There are other exercise physiologists, doctors of nutrition, endocrinologists who'll tell you that if you just eat meat, you are much more likely to die early, to get sick, to get heart disease, and it's a really unhealthy way to eat. So who do you listen to? The doctor that says you should go on the carnivore diet or the doctor that says that you shouldn't go on the carnivore diet? There are now a huge number of almost cult-like doctors who are sharing that you should be in ketosis, that your body runs more effectively on fat than it does on carbohydrate, that your brain actually can run on fat, and that you should cut all the carbohydrate out of your diet, put your body into ketosis, which means your body will now, your brain and your body will run on the body fat that you've got in your body. You'll lose a stack of weight, you'll feel fantastic, and you never need to eat carbohydrate again. The reverse of that, there's a large number of scientists who will prove their point by science that the brain runs purely on glucose. It will run on fat if it has to, but it really doesn't do it efficiently. That your muscles must have glycogen to run effectively, and that you really need to eat good quality carbohydrate if you're exercising hard, if you're exercising at all, and if you want your brain to work. And for example, if you're in hospital, they'll put you on a glucose drip because that's what keeps your brain alive. They don't actually put you on a fat drip, they put you on a glucose drip. So there's a big argument for both ends. Which one do you listen to? The doctor that says eat only meat and fat, and the doctor that says don't eat any meat or any fat, just eat vegetables that come out of the ground. And that's the reverse. There is a large number of doctors that are suggesting that a vegan vegetarian diet is the most healthy. You'll live the longest. You can get all the protein that you need from fruits and vegetables, and mostly vegetables. There are some doctors that are suggesting don't even eat fruit, just eat vegetables. Some are even suggesting only vegetables that grow above the ground. So nothing like potatoes, for example, that grow below the ground. So what do you do? Then there's the intermittent fasting folks, and there's another cult-like group that suggests that your body needs to rest for long periods of time between eating food. Now, some of the intermittent fasting folks are suggesting 6 hours of fasting, 8 hours of fasting, 12 hours of fasting. Some are suggesting 24 hours, so you eat one day and you don't eat the next day. Some are suggesting that you eat 2-3 days of food and then have 2-3 days where you don't eat any food. And some are even suggesting that for the first part of your intermittent fasting plan that you should fast completely for 2 to 3 weeks so that apparently you can clear all the junk out of your body. And when you start eating again, you would only eat every 24 hours. Now, the reverse of that, as we know, is there is a large number of people that recommend that you either eat 3 meals a day or 5 meals a day or you eat every hour. So what is it? Do you eat once every 60 minutes or do you eat once every 6 days? And there's a huge difference. How do you know what's going to work for you? And once again, there are literally thousands of people, and you'll see their befores and afters who'll say to you, I went on the intermittent fasting diet and I only ate every 24 hours and I lost enormous amounts of weight. I'm going to go back to this question. Can you stick to this for the rest of your life? Can you live in a state where you only eat every 24 hours and can you do that for the rest of your life? And there are some people that will absolutely say, yes, of course, and that's how I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. Interestingly is when they start saying you should eat that way too. You should only eat meat. You should only eat every 12 hours. You shouldn't eat any dairy products. There's another one. Eggs, cheese, milk, yogurt, all bad for you. There are other people that suggest if you don't eat those things that you're not getting complete proteins and your body won't work effectively. How do you know? Here's a great question. Has anything worked for you before? Has there ever been a time in your life when you've eaten food, loved how you look in the mirror, loved the performance level that you have, you've had a stack of energy and it's really worked for you? And if the answer is yes, perhaps there's something to start with. Go back to what worked for you before. This next question is, how did you get fat? So if you need to lose weight and you think you need to go on a diet to lose weight, how did you get fat in the first place? And if it was that you ate too many vegetables, then perhaps you should now go and eat more meat. If it's because you ate too much milk and cheese and yogurt, that's what made you fat, then perhaps maybe you need to cut back on the milk, cheese and yogurt. If you ask yourself honestly, why did I put on weight, which is why now I need to lose weight, perhaps the answer, the key, lies in your lifestyle rather than somebody else telling you what you should eat. And that's the really interesting thing. These experts, these almost fanatical cult-like groups who are suggesting that you should eat high protein, low carbohydrate, eat every 24 hours, don't eat any vegetables, don't eat any meat, don't eat any dairy products. They're all telling you what to do. But how do they know you? They might be telling you that you have to eat meat, but you're a vegan vegetarian for religious reasons and you have no interest in eating meat. So that's not something that you're ever going to do. Nobody can tell you to do that. There's a lot of diets that tell you to eat foods that you don't even like. I always ask the question, why would I waste calories on food that I don't even like? There are so many foods that are yummy and that I really enjoy. I'm not going to waste food to put in my mouth that I don't even like the taste of. And of course, the reverse of that is if somebody tells you that you can't have the things that you want, is there a big challenge then that you'll want them? If you really like to drink wine and somebody says you can't drink wine ever again, if you really like chocolate and somebody says you can't have chocolate ever again, it's bad for you. If you really like to eat potatoes and somebody says potatoes, they'll kill you. Even if you believe they're going to kill you, there is a chance that you might still want to eat them. And then comes that headspace of I can't have, I mustn't have, I shouldn't have, which often means you want it more, which means there comes a time at some stage, regardless of the diet that you're on or have been on, that you want to eat that food and usually eat far more of it than you would if you were just eating it normally. So are there some things to consider? Consider that there are thousands of diets all the time. They come and go all the time. Is it possible that you can't or don't want to stick to that for the rest of your life? And does that make it possible that you won't stick to that for the rest of your life? Is it possible that you'll lose a large amount of weight on any of the modern diets? And yes, will you lose weight if you go on a ketosis diet or an intermittent fasting diet or a vegan vegetarian diet or a high protein, low carb diet? And the answer is probably yes. But the bigger question is, how long will you keep that weight off for? How long will you be able to eat that way for? And only because I research this, this is something I research every single day, because when you study excellence, you have to study fueling. If people are performing at a top level of anything, you have to understand what are they putting into their body to make sure that they can do what they want to do. And that means lots of interesting stories and examples and opinions and convictions that I listen to every day. And just recently was a top-level scientist, cardiologist, who was a intermittent faster and a ketosis. So he only ate meat products and fat, and he only ate every 12 hours. So he would rest for 12 hours of eating, and then he would eat for a couple of hours, and then he'd have another 12 hours rest. And he did that for 5 years, which is quite a long time to stick to any diet. So ketosis, and he would share with you happily that his body was running beautifully on fat. Interestingly, from his own mouth, was that some people take 24 hours to get into ketosis, so your body will start running on fat very effectively and you'll feel fantastic after 24 hours. And other people, it can take them up to 15 weeks to get into ketosis. So imagine what that's like, where your brain and your muscles aren't functioning very well at all for 15 weeks. Now, I think it's very rare that anybody would get to the end of 15 weeks. I think that you'd probably quit that diet before 15 weeks. But anyway, he said very happily that he lived in ketosis for 5 years. So he only ate meat and fat, didn't eat any carbohydrate at all, and apparently had lived his life perfectly normally and loved it. And of course, the interviewer then asked, it's been 5 years, are you still in ketosis? And the cardiologist said, no. And of course, the interviewer said, why not? And the answer was, I was just over it. A healthy, fun eating plan that you really enjoy that gives you top performance is probably not something that you want to just be over. Is it possible that when you eat for performance, you eat to look good and feel good, that you'd actually want to do that for the rest of your life? And as professionals, could it be our responsibility to provide people with some information that could allow them to do that? And the big challenge I have, and again, I'll share it passionately and openly, is that most people go on a diet because they have to lose weight. And if you didn't have to lose weight, what if our focus was to make sure that our kids grew up in a world where there was no such thing as a diet? You never had to go on a diet because you never got fat. If we were starting from zero-based thinking with our own children, and we never wanted them to be overweight, we never wanted them to have type 2 diabetes or to have heart challenges or to have a stroke or to be overweight or to have osteoporosis, all of the things that we give to ourselves by mouth and by inactivity, what advice would we give our children so that they never had to go on a diet? Would we give them a ketosis diet from birth? Would we give them a vegan vegetarian diet from birth? Would we give them a high protein, low carbohydrate diet from birth? Would we intermittent fast them from birth to make sure that they were healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime? Or are we going to wait until they get fat and then tell them you have to intermittent fast or eat high protein, low carb, or eat no carb, or eat only carnivore so that you lose weight? And that's probably, for me, the biggest question. I would love our kids to grow up in a world where being healthy, fit and strong was normal, where being lean was normal, and enjoying your food, the food that you love to eat, was actually normal. So if, again, you ask that question, if I don't want to get fat, what advice would I give myself? And if I am fat and I need to lose weight, how did I get fat? And what advice would I give myself so that I can get my body back into great shape? And if you believe that it's intermittent fasting, or if it's carnivore, or if it's ketosis diet, or if it's high protein, low carbohydrate, or it's high carbs, low fat, or whatever it is that you're into at the moment, if you passionately believe that, then of course you should try it, you should do it, and you should love it. And the only question I always ask is, can you do that for the rest of your life? Do you feel fantastic and filled with energy every day? Are you performing at your top level? And do you love what you see in the mirror? Not for a week, not for 12 weeks, not for 12 months, not even for 5 years, but for the rest of your life.